All that I can tell you at this time is that Mr. Kabund was condemned on the last resort at the court. And by the last resort of the court, there's no appeal. So he was still in jail for almost 3 years. And then he never got his notification to show that he was condemned for 7 years. But the time that they send him the notification, as a prisoner, he has right to go and appeal again to contest the decision. Then when he went to appeal, they find out that he was not supposed to be condemned for 7 years, and then they released him.
Mr. Kabund was sent to jail for what the government called contempt of the head of state. Did the government give any reasons why they are releasing him now?
The government was in the obligation of releasing the president. Why? Because of what is happening in the country, the insecurity in the country. And then the member of our party been claiming all the time that the president should be released without any condition. That's why we've been organizing a lot of manifestation, a lot of contest, so that our president cannot be in jail. So they assume that they couldn't keep him in jail according to what is happening this time in the country. That's why they release him.
Mr. Kabund was once an ally, or I would say supporter, of President Félix Tshisekedi. Does he still support President Tshisekedi?
Mr. James, I think if you go back on the breakup speech that Mr. Kabund pronounced on the day that he decided to leave Tshisekedi's regime, you will understand that Mr. Kabund is loyal to his vision, to his values, and then he still believes that he have to fight on the side of Congolese people. So you can check the breakup speech, then you will understand, because he gave so many reasons why he decided to break up with Mr. Tshisekedi. And then he cannot change that today because he's released from the jail. He still believes on the what he did on the breakup speech on the 18th of July, 2022.
Have you been able to speak to Mr. Kabund about the latest fighting in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo? Does he have any view or opinion on the fighting in Eastern DRC?
The first thing I can remind you and to everybody that are following us, Mr. Kabund has a political party. And then in his political party, we have a social project that determines everything that we're going to do once we get to empower. So if you read our social project, you'll understand that we put the army one of the first of our priority. So once he take power, he's going to be able to put an army that will be able to put the security in the country. We're going to protect the population and the goods of the population. So we are working every day so that we can take him to the power that we want, so that we can finish definitively with everything that is happening in our East region. With President Kabund, everything is going to be in order, and the Congolese people will be respected, and the borders of our country will be respected, the minerals of our country will be respected.